Welcome back to the Campus Chronicle podcast. I'm here with
Joanna
and
Casey.
Today we're just going to have a quick little cute podcast. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the DMAC Daily stuff, and we're going to tease our upcoming podcast. It's going to be kind of like a Fantasy football draft thing.
Yes.
Yes. So let's talk about it. DMAC Daily. What's coming up,
DMAC Daily. Casey, you had that. Oh, there is. Okay, so I do know, and I'm horrible about dates, but there is a pumpkin carving contest coming up at DMAC mm-hmm. soon.
Are you going to?
I am going to.
You
it.
Are?
I am. So you all should show up.
Oh, my God. Is it a voting thing?
Mm-hmm. The voting is on the 30th, I believe. So.
So you're carving a pumpkin, correct?
Yes.
What? I don't want to, like,
I don't know
spoil
what,
it I don't for, know okay.
What, yeah.
I don't want to be, like, tell others. Me your secrets or something.
Yeah.
But any idea? Are you going to go classic or are you going to go, like, artistic?
I think classic with a little bit of a twist.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anybody else who's doing it? I forgot we had that this year.
So I'm doing it with some of my, like, club members from FBLA.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do that. And then... yeah, I don't know. We're talking about doing something maybe themed around that, but we'll
okay.
See. Yeah.
Yeah. You've got plenty of time,
mm-hmm.
kind of.
I mean,
it's only the 18th.
Right. Yeah.
There is a mental health workshop that is going to be on the 24th mm-hmm. at the Ankeny campus, or it could be virtually if you want.
What time?
It doesn't say.
Doesn't
just say the 24th.
Okay.
I'm sure you can find that information
yes.
somewhere. We just don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
It's our bad guys. Sorry about that.
And then there is a few food trucks coming. There's one on the 21st and one on the 25th. There's the, I don't want to butcher this, but Karam's Grill Food Truck and then Rock the Walk Food Truck.
Oh, that all sounds good. Is it, do you know why we're doing that? Is it just for fun? We're just like,
hey, I'll take food.
I don't know.
Do you know? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if there was like a special reason. Like,
I mean,
there's
having
something
food else. Trucks come is always a special.
You're right. I don't know why I'm nitpicking. It's important to have a food truck here.
Mm-hmm.
There's also going to be a speed friending event mm-hmm. at DMAC okay. on the 22nd of October.
I love that.
So if you want friends and you love speed dating,
mm-hmm.
would you ever go speed dating?
Probably not, no.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm.
You don't think it sounds fun?
No.
I think it sounds exciting. No?
No.
Casey's making
know.
A face. Come on.
I mean, is it just, like, making friends, or is it...
No,
like...
it's speed dating. It's going to sit at a table. I think it's, like, a minute. You talk for
I think it'd be interesting. You know those, there's, like, stuff on the Jubilee where, like, it's speed dating, and whenever the button turns, like, red, you can
yeah.
press it?
Yes.
I'd have fun with it.
See? Except no button this time, just a timer
oh,
telling
yeah,
you.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I could handle it if there was a button.
No. I feel like I'd be
I think
it.
I wouldn't take it seriously at all if I did it.
Plus, if there was a button, I'd feel so embarrassed if, like, they hit
yeah.
it faster than me. I'd be like, okay, so,
you just say one word.
I'm the issue here.
Yeah, I'd always be hitting that thing. I'm like, I don't want you to tell me you don't like me.
Right? Yeah.
What else is happening?
There is a Ankeny Theater production of the
yes.
Swindlers on the November
Swindlers.
5th. Swindlers. Might be. On the November 15th through the 24th, it is a true-ish tall tale.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've been to many DMAC productions. Just because it's free, also. Mm-hmm. Anybody who's bored, it's mm-hmm. a free event that you mm-hmm. can go to, and it's easy to get to. I've been late a few times. That's
oh.
my bad, yeah. But, I mean, one time it's because my friend was getting, like, she was late getting out of the house, and I was trying to, not speed, but, like, really rush traffic.
There.
Yeah. Also, but I like to run the speed limit, so I'm also speeding, but also keeping it safe because I'm afraid of cops.
Mm-hmm.
So we were really late, but it's okay. They're usually really good. Usually. Very good. Well made. Pretty well acted. Lights... Production value is always kind of very good. I won't lie.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been?
I have not.
No.
But there's so many of them. I'm like, oh, I should.
You should.
Yes.
I've never been to a musical, though. I really just go for the plays. Okay. Musical, I'm sure, is good.
I haven't been, but my goal is to go to one this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should. Maybe we'll report back.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You guys on that?
I don't know if I can, but... I don't know what their musical is this year. It's not usually ever...
Well, I'm just saying a play or something there. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a musical. Just some production.
Right, now that we've done all of that, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment. It's the Daylist segment time. Everybody get ready. Mine is, I'm pretty sure, the same as a few weeks ago.
That's what mine is.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so...
Daylist, for update faster, because...
Mm-hmm.
Mine. Wants to go first.
I'll just go.
Okay.
It's the same thing. Indie Chill Contemporary Country Friday Afternoon. Whatever that means. We have the first song, Sugar Sweet, Benson Boone. Lil Boo Thing by Paul Russell. Moz On It by Marshmello and Kane Brown. And Cowgirls by Morgan Wallen. Okay, those last two I've never heard.
Okay, yeah. It's good. Very country for you today. And yet not.
And not, like, there's some other songs mixed with it. Yeah.
All right. Mine is Carefree Angelic Friday Afternoon.
Okay.
A few of my songs is Violent Crimes by Kanye West, See You Girl by Steve Lacy, and Congratulations featuring Bile by Mac Miller. And Bile.
I swear last time you were on the podcast, that exact song was on there. Because I remember thinking, Mac Miller, I remember that song when that came out. Everybody was singing it. New Roots Americana Friday Afternoon is what I'm having. Kalahari Down by Orville Peck. Going to Hell by Adeem the Artist. Jackson by Orville Peck and Trixie Mattel. And If I Win by Lola Kirk, which I have never heard before.
Yeah, a couple of these I haven't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Spotify, I don't think I want any of these songs, but okay. You do you. Also, while we're here in the Daylist segment, let's promote our socials. If you want to read our stories and listen to our podcasts, go to our website, CampusChronicleNews.com. All of our stuff is there. I mean, what more can I say? Just do it.
Yeah, give us a follow.
Yeah.
You're missing out.
Go to Instagram, TikTok, and X at DMAC Chronicle. We post videos there, pictures. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We update new events around campus, so if you're interested in that, it's a good place to go. Also, our podcast is on iTunes and Spotify, the Campus Chronicle podcast. If you're listening to this on the website, I guess, but I usually listen on Spotify. Also, if you want to join us, we are in Building 5, Room 1136. If you want to be part of this podcast, please come in at 11:15 at some point, and you can hang out with us. But thank you. Anyway, end of segment. Sorry. All right, back to what we were talking about. So what are your favorite DMAC events?
Favorite DMAC events?
Mm-hmm. Do you know of any?
Not off the top of my head. I know we always have things going on, which is really nice about DMAC. There's always something for you to get involved in. But I'll be honest, I'm drawing a blank.
I know.
Casey, help me out.
I'm trying to think.
Do you guys do any of the sports at DMAC?
I do not, but I know a few people who do, like, the intramural sports.
What's that like? Do you know anything about that?
I don't, but they really enjoy it.
Really? Okay.
They told me about it, how they really like it. It's fun being involved and doing something that other students enjoy doing, too. Just making that connection.
Mm-hmm. Did you do a lot of sports in high school?
I only played a couple.
What did you do?
I swam, I played soccer, and I did water polo.
Oh, wow, okay. Oh my god, I was expecting, like, I did, like, volleyball or something. Water polo. What school did you go to?
So this was actually through a club. So we competed against other clubs around, the state, and then outside of that and stuff.
This is gonna sound stupid. Is that with the volleyball in the water?
It's not volleyball in the water.
What is it? I'm sorry.
I would say it's more of, like, it's definitely its own sport, but if you were going to compare it to anything else, I would say it's more of like soccer, because there's not like a net that we're shooting at.
But you throw the ball.
We throw it into
a goal.
Oh. Handball or something. Yeah. Like that.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So you're a good swimmer, then, I take it.
Yes.
Good for you.
Good
for you. I mean, you swim and you do water polo. I can only tread for like maybe a minute, and I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah. Did you guys do any sports?
I did basketball for a bit when I was little. I did soccer too, and I did softball. I like softball the best though, because it was just fun. I didn't do any in high school though, but I probably had the most fun, like, during softball, stuff like that.
I did a lot of sports as a kid, but when I got into high school, I mostly just did cross country during the fall. That was my fall sport. And then I did tennis in spring.
So fun.
Love tennis. It's one of my favorite sports. I think everyone should get involved.
Yeah.
Super cool.
What do you think? Because I know a few people who played tennis. What do you think about, like, pickleball? Personally, I am not a big pickleball person.
Oh, I love pickleball.
In fact, I think I've only done it once. But I know some people who play tennis who are like, love it, and then others who are like, I absolutely hate it. We should get rid of it.
I think you cannot compare the two. No, who do pickleball and are like, it's basically tennis. It's like, no, you're playing ping pong, basically.
Yes.
You're just doing big ping pong.
I agree with you.
The same thing. And pickleball has gained so much traction.
I don't like how much it has.
It's too much.
It's too much. It's for like a sport. The cool thing to do, and I'm like, no.
Like,
it's
old not. Men do this. Calm down. Mm-hmm. They're everywhere, too. Pickleball courts.
Yeah.
We had one added.
We have one in the gym, Trail Point. They have these, like, little indoor things that you can, like, reserve to, like, and they set up, like, the net. They have, like, pickleball.
They have, like, leagues. Mm-hmm. I went running one day, and they had, like, a bunch of people in there. Young, old, like, all of them just playing pickleball together.
As they
it's
should,
huge.
Though.
It's huge. It's too much. Tennis deserves more love.
Yeah, I agree. When I was younger, I would babysit for a family, and they lived next to a tennis court. And every Thursday that I babysat for them, there was, like, a large group of retired couples who would come together for the entire morning and play tennis. And literally, I said when I was younger, I'm like, that is what I'm going to be like.
Yes.
When I retire, I want to be like that. And so, yeah, I never played tennis, but
whenever you wanted.
I didn't play it, like, as a sport. I have for fun with friends, and I would definitely do that over the other. I don't like things that are super trendy like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Like, Stanley's didn't like that because everyone did it or had them.
I really agree with you, because in high school, I hated Hydro Flask.
Yeah.
Because I was like, why does everyone have this bottle?
Right.
And why is it such a big deal?
Mm-hmm.
And then my friend bought me one, and I was like, oh, I guess it's a nice water bottle. Yeah. It keeps water cooled.
Whatever.
When Stanley's came around, I was like, hey, why does everyone have a Stanley?
And now it's the whole Owala thing. I'm like, God.
And now everyone has an Owala. I'm like, God. The water bottle market is the hidden, like, treasure trove of consumerism.
Like,
if you want to make money, just make a really funky-looking water bottle.
Because think about that. Both Owalas and Stanleys, they're the weirdest-looking things, like, ever.
They're huge.
Who would have thought that we'd be carrying around a
pail of bucket of water?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't drink that much water. Maybe that's the issue. I need to drink more water.
Dang.
I wouldn't want to drink out of those. Also, like, those little straws, who's going to sit there drinking out of one of those?
I don't know.
I don't care.
I thought, okay, this might just be, like, internet conspiracy. Is it called an Owala because when you put it up, it looks like you're a koala? Oh. Did anyone else hear that?
No. Or is that just me? I think I saw, an Instagram reel on that.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Maybe. You flip the little thing, and then when you tip it up, it looks like you've got a koala nose.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of turned my attention. Like, I was marketing. This makes sense. A koala and a walla. Some smart people made this. I'm still not going to buy one.
No, I will not.
I've got plenty of water bottles at
home. Me too.
I don't need an walla.
Yeah.
Plus, I wonder what's going to happen to all of those Stanleys one day.
People have end up
cupboards of Stanleys.
How do you store one of those? That's what I don't understand. I feel like they'd just be falling everywhere.
Yeah.
In my cupboards.
You put it in your cupboard and the whole thing, like, it goes, weighs down, like, 20 pounds.
Yeah. Some people have, like, so many of them, and then I saw someone on Instagram who was had, like, a whole entire wall of Stanleys. Like, it was color-coordinated and everything, and I'm like, that's insane. You realize that within, just give it a few months even.
Yeah.
And, like, that's...
It's gonna be done.
It's gonna be done.
Yeah. I remember seeing little kids who... Okay, first of all, this is hilarious. When the Stanley first came out, everyone was calling it a Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
And for some reason in my head, I kept thinking, why does everyone want the Piston Cup from Cars? That's so weird. Like, why are we asking for this for Christmas? Uh-huh. That's what all I kept picturing was a little, like, a winner's cup. Mm-hmm. It's like, huh, that's weird. And then I saw it and I was like, well, that's so much more depressing than what I was thinking.
But yeah.
Sure. But there were, like, girls who coordinate their outfits to their Stanleys.
Oh. Literally. That's insane.
Kids, of course.
Yeah.
They're kids and they're stupid.
Do you see, like, they even have, like, I saw these, it's not by Stanley, it's some other company, but they make, like, baby cups now that are supposed to look like mini Stanleys. Like, we are not turning in our children into adults. Let's just
that's
not.
That's creepy.
That's...
They have made weird kids toys, though, that are, like, reflective of adult modern... Things. Yeah, adults.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe that to the internet, but I swear I saw one that was, like, an iPhone or something weird.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, ooh. Yeah. I mean, I get it, because kids like to mimic their parents. That's, like, a big part of child development.
Right.
But not cool.
Not that much.
That's just creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Or they like to dress them up as, like, little adults.
Adults, yeah.
I saw a baby fur coat in a Target a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. A leopard fur coat.
Oh. I saw a mom who I know, she did, what was it? Had her daughter dressed in, like, all black and then one of those long, like, business trench coat sort of things for her daughter. And then, and her daughter's, like, 4, by the way.
Oh.
But, like, slicked back her hair and everything. And then, also, they got their daughter's ears pierced when she was 1 or 2. And then, so then she put, like, these big gold loop earrings in her ears. I was like, okay, too much.
She's a kid. Just give her little tiny studs. Just a little something itty bitty.
Oh, yeah.
I remember getting my ears pierced, but I don't think I was that young. Because I remember it vividly.
Me too. I think I was, like, 7 or 8.
Probably around the same age. It was awful. Did you go to Claire's?
Yeah.
Okay, that's where I went to.
On my birthday. Mm-hmm.
Yep. They were like, that's going to be great. I remember bawling because it hurts so bad.
They're like, here's these white little guys.
Yeah. Take a breath in. Break through my skin.
Too.
Yeah. I haven't ever gotten it done at, like, a professional place. I'm sure they're a lot better about it.
Right. Cleaner, too. Probably.
That gun probably had never been cleaned before it got shot through my ear. It's probably why they're infected, man.
Right.
Ugh. Mm. What were we talking about before we got on this?
Yeah, we were talking about... Oh.
Sports.
Tennis.
Sports. I did cross country, yeah. Terrible at it. Slowest on the team. No. Absolutely.
Really bad. But you did it, though.
But I did it.
And you being on the team isn't enough.
Yeah.
Someone had to be the slowest runner. And it just ended up being me. And I went to practice every day. I tried. I just was so slow. And it didn't help the girl on my team, the fastest runner. She was, like, fastest in state. Like, she was the runner. Yeah.
Where did you go?
Ballard.
No way you went to Ballard.
Yeah, why?
That person who I was saying, like, played tennis. I know so many tennis people from there.
We'll talk about that later. I wasn't amazing at tennis or anything.
Well, they would have been, like, older. Like, a few years back. Probably before.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have known them.
Oh, another Ballard person.
Did we have a bad rep?
Not you. No, you're great, actually. I know a lot of great people. Just a few.
Okay, I get it. There's a select few who I'm like, ugh, you're from Ballard, but...
Oh, wow. Okay, we'll talk about that later.
I'm so concerned. What is there to talk about? That school's kind of going down, though. I won't say that, though, because... Don't want to give them a bad... I just don't want to name call or anything. But I really liked basketball. I managed basketball in high school. That was my winter. Yeah, I was a manager.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah, I didn't do anything. I put up jerseys and I went to basketball games and I kept book. I got really good at it.
I could see you doing that.
Thank you, I think.
It's fun to watch.
I'm a big fan.
Well, if you come to Drake, I know all the people who work in the athletic department and athletic marketing and all that kind of stuff. So, they would love to hire you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. I don't want to get stuck doing basketball forever. I like it, but I don't really know enough about it to make a career out of it, I think.
It's okay. You'll learn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm going to Drake. about that. Sorry.
We are going to get you over there.
I don't even know where Drake is at. I'll be honest with you. I don't know where it is.
We'll take you on a field trip.
I know it's in Iowa.
It's downtown.
I think it's in Des Moines.
Yes.
Right? In like the bad part of Des Moines, I'm pretty sure.
No. Well, just a little rough.
I'm almost certain it is. No?
It's in Des Moines.
It's not a bad.
It's not a bad.
No. I revoke the sentence I just said. Maybe it's not in the bad part of Des Moines.
Cut it out.
I was going to say, yeah.
questionable. Questionable.
All right. Moving on.
No one listens. It's fine. It's okay. You know what?
The one time they
listen. Yeah. The everybody. One
time the Drake people like listen to the podcast.
All the Drake people. All the
Drake
people.
Yeah. What if I...
Oh, okay.
What have we got left?
Where are we going?
I don't know. This is not my notes that I had 5 seconds ago.
We're going to need to cut a lot of this out.
No, we're not.
All right.
Oh, yeah. For next week, guys, we're going to do maybe like an Iowa draft.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening now.
Iowa celebrity draft.
Yes. And I know what you're thinking. There are no celebrities from Iowa. Wrong.
Have you even met me?
Yeah. Okay, good. You're right. I will have Joyanna on my draft. Yes. I'll be like first pick.
Wait, really I'll be gone next week. Okay, we'll save it for the next week.
Okay, 2 weeks from now, we will be doing another podcast drafting celebrities. Mm-hmm. It'll probably be good.
It will be good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think so. It might get a little obscure.
Laura.
Just call me Lara.
Here's the thing. I know someone
on
named Lara.
The podcast? And it's
so, cut that out, too. I feel bad. No, but I know so.
Wow.
I know Alana. I know Alana. I know Lara. I know Alara now.
Oh, my God.
It's so bad. Okay, we're...
A few seconds. That'll be it for today, probably, guys. Thank you for listening to our Stanley Talk and sports talk. Pickleball.
Tennis.
Yep, everything about that. Have a good day.
Bye.